We continue Hilchos Dam Yenom, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Mem Zayin Sif Ches. Yesh, Yizar, one should be careful. L'hoitzi tzach zag chatzanim ve'azagim, to take out the peels and the pits, menagitos, from the wine barrels, ayidei goy, through a non-Jew, afilach shoitz men yayim rish v'sheni, even after the wine has been removed. Kishem yeshalem oitefech yayin, there still may be wine adhering to the barrel or to the parts that are in the barrel. Siftes. Goy sheshafach mayim otech yayin, if a nochri poured water into wine, im miskavel lemozgoy, if his intention was to dilute it, asa b'shtiyo, we may not drink that wine. But if that wasn't his intention, a philosophic, even if it's just a question, what his intention was, mutter. Similarly, whiskey, liquor, shenasim stam yenam, that was made out of stam yenam, or mechatzana v'azogim v'ashmarim, or from the various part of the grape, the pits, the seals, the pits, the peels, the sediment, hareyu kiyayin atzmai. That's considered like wine itself. There's a question to some cipher. What is the halacha of oil that was extracted from grape seeds? Ava nasim yayin kosher, wine, liquor that's made out of kosher wine, as la'ach shenasa yayin tzraf, after it's made into a liquor, into whiskey, ein magagoy asrosoy, there's no problem. And in general, the halacha that we've been discussing in these shiurim about stam yenam only applies to grape-based alcoholic beverages. But if it's not a grape-based alcoholic beverage, if it's a whiskey, a liquor that has no grape component to it, the halachas of stam yenam do not apply to that type of a beverage. Sif yudbeis, melech shayayin, Weinstein, which is what we know as tartaric acid. The spashra minig lahatar, the minig is to use it. Kivin shein bo hanor lahech, it's not something that really, something that one enjoys eating. Tartaric acid means that after the wine sits in the barrel, there is like a white sediment that forms on the walls and on the bottom of the barrel that is called tartaric acid. In Yiddish, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, it's called Weinstein. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that it's made that way, and it takes usually 12 months for the tartaric acid to be extracted. And therefore, the halacha is that it's not considered a problematic ingredient. Sif Yud Gimel, Magagoy Yidei Dava Achra. If a Nochri touched the wine, not directly, V'kein Habo Mikoichoy, or wine that was maneuvered through the power of an akum, yasa shelas chacham. There are many different minhagim, how far people are machmer with avoiding any wine that came into contact with an ochri, that some that have a chumrah, that even if the guy just saw the wine, that makes it, of course, if it's not yayim mevushal, then it's some are machmer. Most people say that there's no, you don't need to be so machmer. There's some that are machmer that they won't consider that wine problematic for drinking, but they won't use that wine for kiddush v'havdala. Many are lenient if it's not, if you didn't see the wine directly, if the wine was in a bottle, even if it's a clear bottle, but you didn't, the nochri did not see the wine directly, it was through something blocking it, even a glass, it would be no problem. Chabinarov was machmer, and moreover, there are those that say that even though we're machmer, as we discussed in our previous year, not just with a nochri, but also with a Jew who's mechal shabbos feresia, for this halacha about rias akum, a non-Jew seeing the wine, we don't have to be so machmer, and that if that's what happened, the wine wouldn't become, everybody would agree that the wine would not become usher. And moreover, even as we discussed also in our previous year, that there are poskim that do not rely on pasteurization to make the wine be considered yayin mevushel, but it is enough to accomplish that there wouldn't be an iser of rias akum. That if a nachri saw that wine or even touched that wine, they may not want to drink that wine, but they won't consider the wine usser. When we speak about nachri touching wine a day davar acher, that also requires much discussion. But for example, if somebody has a closed bottle of wine in their refrigerator door and a nachri opened or closed the door, that wouldn't prohibit the wine. Sif yudala sheikh liayin aydei goy, if somebody uses a nachri to transport the wine, tzarech lashgiach heitev, he should be most careful. B'chom makom sheish barzoi megufa, wherever there's a spout or a seal that could be opened, that the wine could come out through that opening. Lachtem sham b'shnei chesamis, to make sure there's a double seal to make sure that the wine, that the nachri cannot open and close the wine. And this halacha also applies about leaving a nachri in your home when you're not there with wine that's open, a bottle of wine that's open, and which is not mevushel when you're not there. And the halacha is that if the nachri knows that you could come, and usually the amount of time that the Pesukim say is that there's an expectation that you may show up within 18 minutes, that creates a mirsis, that the nachri will not want to, will be scared to do anything. And that's, or if it's a situation where the nachri doesn't know your schedule, and the nachri is concerned or has reason to be concerned that you may show up any minute, that is a heter, how you can leave the wine there. Otherwise, you should have shtei chesamis. To summarize, when we speak about the halacha of shtei chesamis, what is required, if the bottle was never opened, if you have a sealed bottle of wine, the way the bottles of wine we have that are sealed, that any sealed kosher bottle of wine is going to be considered like it has shtei chesamis, and that therefore there would never be a question. If, however, you have a bottle of wine that you have opened and you leave it in the control of a nachri, there it's most important that you reseal the bottle with at least shnei chesamis, with two seals that are, it would be evident that if those seals were tampered with, that they were indeed touched, and then you could have leave the wine, otherwise you may not leave it that way. Sif tez. Tis sif tezvav. Yisrael shasu yainoi shagoy behechsher. If a Jew took the wine of a no Jew to try to make it kosher, kedei lemachra achach liyisraelim, with the intention to be able to sell it to Jews, yesh bezekama chalukidinim. This is what's known in halacha as metahar yainoi shalakim. Lepamim afilu shteim chesamis, and under certain circumstances, even two chesamis, v'gam mafteach, and even a seal, or lak loy mahani. And therefore, in such a situation, v'tzarech lishol, one must ask l'moyer rov to rov kedas malasas, v'shem nafshi yichem yain kazeh, one should try to avoid drinking such wine. Sif tazayin, kelim shel stam yainim, equipment that was used to make stam yainim. Imhem kelim she'en derech lahachs ben yain, Elzman Kotzer, if wine is usually not kept there for a long time, v'loy hay ben yayin me'es l'es, and the wine was not kept there for 24 hours, b'im shem shalar, whether these kelim are made out of leather, b'im shal eitz wood, shal tzchuchas glass, v'shal evin, stone, shal matchas metal, im enem zufafim, if they're not tarred, medichin heitu b'mayim, just wash them out well, shalosh pamim, three times mitarim. However, if heim zuzhafim, if they're tarred, yeshlem them achar, they have a very different halacham, v'ken kli cheres, earthenware kelim, yeshlem them achar. Sif yudzayin, kelim asum lehachnas bem yayin l'kiyum. But kelim that are used for keeping wine for a long time, storage, that im shiachtem ha'yisrael lehachnas bem yayin l'chol ha'pokash l'yishyomim, they're made to store wine for at least 3 days. Apisha klihu shel Yisrael, even though this tank belongs to Yisrael, v'ha'ivah kam hechsper siyayin raks ma'amut, and the Akum kept his wine there just for a short amount of time. Mikam akum tzarech hechshay de iri. Hechshir is required through iri. What does mili v'iri mean? So it says the Kitzur Shechonot, and if Shemalim Sekli Mayim HaKol Gedoysov, you fill up the tank with water all the way to the top, V'yam Kach L'chol HaPokas Eser V'Abishon Meis Leis, and the water should be there for at least 24 hours, V'ach Kach Shoyfech HaSemayim, then you pour out the water, V'nosim B'Mayim Shneim, then you put in another, you do this a second time, and again, V'yam Kach L'chol HaPokas Meis Leis, it should be full with the water for 24 hours, the canoes of Pamshlishis, and so do you do a third time. The 3 24-hour periods do not necessarily have to be consecutive. If the water is left there for many days, without having been spilled out, it's only counted as 1 24-hour period. The wine was there for 24 hours. Loy miskasha b'iri. This form of kashrin, which is known as mili v'iri, will not be a satisfactory way of doing kashrin, because since it was there for 24 hours, it's considered a situation of kovish shemavushal, something that's left somewhere for 24 hours. It's as if it was cooked in that piece of equipment, and then full-fledged Gola, full-fledged kashering is requiring. And if it's possible, one should be machmer for this opinion. Sif yitches klis chuchas, glassware. Kivin shem chalokim v'koshim, since they're smooth and hard. Api shemachnis b'yayin l'kim, even if wine is put in there for storage. Sagla b'adokha sholosh pamim. This is the most interesting halacha, that the halacha is that glass that's used for non-kosher doesn't need kashering. However, Ashkenazim, who follow the opinion of the Rama, are machmer that for Pesach, we don't rely on that. And since glass can't be kashered, we can't use a glass vessel for Pesach that was used for chametz, that became chametzdig, because the Rama hold, the Ashkenazim hold, that we have no way of kashering glass for Pesach. Sif Yotes. Kli shayi b'yayin shalonu. A vessel that was used for kosher wine. V'iris yayin, and they poured it out. U'bay chayi kli toifech abnas latfiach. When it was still that moist, there was still that much moisture, that the moisture can make something else moist. Nogasham avikachavim, an avikachavim touch there. For this, mili v'iri will be adequate. Sifchof, hod b'hane hadocha iri, hazek shlem shtav shayin rak b'tzoynin. All of this discussion is when the wine was only stored there cold. Aval m'shtamsh b'chamim, if the wine was stored there hot, then tzorach hagola k'may shari surim, then full-fledged kashering is required. Sifchof alf, kli agas. The equipment that's used to crush the wine, the grapes, apish emachnisim b'yayin l'kim, even though the equipment is not used for storage, kivin shemishtamshim b'yayin b'shefa, since it's used for wine constantly, chamiri, the question is a much more complicated question, v'tzrichin sheles chachim echlach shiron, we need to ask a rav how to kasha such a keli. Sif chabez, kol ha'kelim, if a keli that became non-kosher was not used for 12 months, mutarim, that keli is mutar, the wine that was absorbed into that keli has become disintegrated, and therefore, we don't have to be concerned about that keli if it was kept empty for 12 months. Afil nosom toichem mayim, empty doesn't only necessarily mean empty. If water was used and not just water, but any liquid, cold liquid was used, it does, that's kosher during those 12 months, emkach klum doesn't matter, and that would be considered a keli that could be used after the 12 months are up.